We'd like to say hello to everybody. Our show is called Trigger Happy Memories, 93.1 WPCA. We're on the internet. We've got dancing girls, and we've got fireworks tonight, too. So we hope you enjoy. No, I'm kidding about the fireworks, but am I coming through there, Eddie? Okay. All right. But we feature musician each month, and this month we've got Dan Lund from the Twin City area, and we're going to visit with him, and we're going to get him to play his guitar and sing a few songs. So sit back and listen. This is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do too. We hope we trigger some happy memories. Let's do it. Say hello to everybody. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories. I think some of my intro got cut out there, so we're just to let you know what we're doing. We're doing some live music in the studio here in downtown Amory, Wisconsin, WPCA Radio 93.1. And tonight, besides music, we've got dancing girls and fireworks at dusk. So enjoy.
You're
dreaming. Oh, I'm just kidding. My name is Mike Murtha. We got Ed Schmidt, and each month we feature a guest. We've got Dan Lund from the Twin City area, so we're excited about that. And so we just want you to sit back and enjoy. We got some good live music here, some good picking, and hopefully some good singing. And but before we introduce our guest, I just want to say hello to you, Eddie. And
hello
just,
to you. It's yes. Welcome back from Arizona early.
Well, yeah. We're in Arizona for a week, and you were at the State Fair last Thursday.
Yep, got over to the opening day on the 23rd. I was over there with Darlene and the boys, and so hi to Darlene and Kenny and the boys. It had a real nice day, beautiful weather, and of course it rained the next day, so that was...
It's good, yeah. It's kind of a marathon for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, you get in there before 8 in the morning and play at 10, 12, 2, 4, and 7, and then you're done at 8 o'clock and pack her up and then go out through the crowd and go home.
Oh, boy. That's So, well, I'm going to say hello to Dan Lund from the Twin Cities. Dan, how are you doing?
Good. Good to be here, Mike.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time. We've been fortunate with several very talented musicians to come and share their stories and share their talents. And again, thank you for taking the time to do that. But you and I just met here earlier this month, but... So I'll be asking you some questions, and I don't know that the audience doesn't know any more than I do. So, where'd you grow up, Dan?
I'm originally from Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
Okay, down by New Ulm. No, is that the area?
It's down on Highway 14 between Revere and Tracy.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Down in southwestern Minnesota.
Southwestern Minnesota.
It's a nice little place to grow up.
Sure, and. Something we always ask everybody that if you, what got you inspired to play music?
Girls.
There you go.
I remember going to a dance at the girls' gym in 10th grade, and I went, man, that's what I want to do. I want to be in a band.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Took a while, though.
And you said you didn't start playing until you were in college, huh?
Yeah, when I was the summer after I was a sophomore in college. So I had to catch up. I was working with guys that were younger than me that had a lot more experience.
Well, that's pretty cool. And did your family, anybody in your family play music? Or?
Yeah, my sisters, there's like, you're encouraged to listen to music. You know, my mom always played all kinds of stuff. I heard a lot of really neat music because she was in the record club, the Columbia Record Club.
Oh, sure.
And they'd send all this stuff out, so I know a lot of show tunes.
Well, that's cool. We're going to have you sing a song, we'll do that right now. We'll come back and do some more. I want to hear some more stories and some visiting of some of your background and whatnot. So, but you got a song picked out you want to sing?
Yeah, let's do Streets of Baltimore. It's a Bobby Bear originally song, I think. In C, 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I sold the farm to take my woman where she was longing to be. We left our kin and all our friends back there in Tennessee. I bought those one-way tickets she had often begged me for, and they took to the streets of Baltimore. Well, her eyes were filled with gladness when she saw those city lights. She said the prettiest place on earth is Baltimore at night. Now a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for, and I kinda like the streets of Baltimore. That's where I ran into Ed Schmidt. I got myself a factory job running an old machine. We got us a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. And every night when I'd come home with every muscle sore, she would drag me through the streets of Baltimore. I did my best to bring her back to what she used to be, but I soon learned she loved those bright lights more than she loved me. Now I'm going back on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. While my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
Oh, very nice, Dan. That's Dan Lund. Nice work. That was great. Love that. Yes. So
live.
This is WPCA. This is live WPCA Radio 93.1, Amory, Wisconsin. And if you're just tuning in, we got Trigger Happy Memories going on here tonight. So. Dan, we're just talking about some of your background. Did you play in the high school band?
No.
No?
I played in grade school. I played sax, tenor sax in fifth grade because I wanted to be able to play those Coasters songs.
Oh.
So I was kind of had a ways to go. And it was so heavy. I was just a little guy. So heavy, I was pulling my arm out of the socket. So I switched to trombone in sixth grade, and that's about as far as I got in the band.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Well, Eddie was a clarinet player, and did I mention to you I played
Eddie
the tuba?
Eddie plays lots of instruments.
Yes, but he was smart. He started off with a clarinet. It was lighter when he was younger.
And there were girls sitting around.
Yes, he was always sitting with girls, yeah. So, yes. But, you know, I do remember the group called the Sky Blue Water Boys. Years ago, I was playing with a group called John and Dave, and I think we even played at some of the same clubs.
Yeah.
Peabody's is a place that we used to play. Did you guys play there too? Or?
Well, the guy that owned Peabody's was the guy who owned the bar we started playing at called Zachariah's down in 75.
Okay.
Tom Davis. Yeah. And so, but we played at Peabody's somewhat in Becky's band, Becky Thompson's band.
Mm. Okay, sure. Yes.
We've been playing around the cities, you know, for a while back in the early, I came down here in 75 and bands just sat at a place for, you know, I mean, we sat at a bar for a year.
Mm-hmm.
we couldn't remember how to plug the stereo or the PA in when we had to move.
Because you got the, probably like Mike with the John and Dave at the dam and stuff. But you said with the Sky Blue Water Boys, was one of your first jobs was up at the Country Dam, was it? Dan?
That was the first time we played. Yeah, we'd been practicing, you know, over at Kurt's in his living room and stuff, and learning the Bob Wills tunes. But we had a chance to play at this place called the Country Dam, so came over here and got up above the bar. And there weren't a lot of people there, but we had a real good time playing, so we figured we'd continue. Yeah, let's do this. I mean, we had a job anyway.
Well, that's cool. There was Russ Paul was the steel player.
Yeah.
And one of our players for years, Scott Nash, played with Russ Paul over at, with a group called Sam Skinner. And they were over at the Bungalow in Afton.
The Bungalow, yeah. I played at the Bungalow, too.
Oh, okay.
So lots, it seemed like. But there were you guys were doing like a house gig there.
Well,
Russ
Scott
and
was,
Scott.
Yeah. yep. So.
Plus, I think he was employing Russ during the day, making cables or something.
Oh, okay.
Russ was making double money.
Well, Scott Nash is a big fan of you. I've heard your name through Scott going back to Russ Paul or whatever, too. So, Scott, I hope you're listening. And I did call him today to make sure
Scott.
Yeah, so we'll come back with some more of that, but do you want to do another song?
Sure. We could do some John Cash.
Sure.
For the dancers. Okay. I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Cause I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. And that old train just keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. And when I hear that lonesome whistle, I hang my head and cry. I do my best to hide this lowdown feeling, and I try to make believe there's nothing wrong. But they're always asking me about you, darling, and it hurts me so to tell them that you're gone. And if they asked me, I guess I'd be denying that I've been unhappy all alone. But if they could ask my heart, they'd hear it crying, where's that woman when she coming home? Hey, Porter, hey, Porter, will you tell me the time? How much longer will it be till I cross that Mason-Dixon line? When we hit Dixie, we ask that engineer to ring a bell and ask everybody that ain't asleep to stand right up and yell. Get rhythm when you get the blues. Come on, get rhythm when you get the blues. That jumpy rhythm make you feel so fine, it'll take all the trouble so you worried mind. Get rhythm when you get the blues. Well, I sat and I listened to the shoeshine boy. I thought I was gonna jump for joy. Slapped on the shoe polish left and right. He took his rag, then he held it tight. He stopped once so I could sweat away. Said, you mighty little boy to be working that way. Said, I like it with a big wide grin. Kept on popping and he said again, get rhythm when you get the blues. Come on, get rhythm when you get the blues. It only costs a dime, just a nickel a shoe, which is $1 million worth of good for you. Get rhythm when you get the blues. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
All right. Very good, Dan. That is good stuff. Oh. And thanks a lot. That was Ernest Tubb, not Johnny Cash. Am I correct? Or did Johnny Cash do that, too?
I'm not sure.
Ernest Tubb. Didn't Hank Jr. do that, too?
I don't know, but Dan just did it.
That's all that matters. Dan just did it, and it was done very well.
What did I do?
Not
really. I lost it.
Okay, yeah. Going back to some of your background, you said you started playing in a band when you were a sophomore in college?
Yeah, when I was a junior, that was the summer before my junior year. And that band that I started out in was the Benson Obermeyer Fruit Stand Band. And we were kind of psychedelic. We had a strobe light and light show. That pretty much a lot of people that were in that band became part of Podipto. That was another band that I was in out of Bemidji. Where I went to college and high school. We did a couple albums and toured with a lot of people. Oh. Played with the Carpenters, James Taylor.
Really? Wow.
Jesus. First Edition.
No kidding.
Wow.
And when you travel, where did you guys play? Where did you travel with them? In the area or?
All over the U.S.
Really?
Yeah. We were with the Carpenters for a couple months first time. Well, we were out with them several times.
Wow.
Just got like to know them, like, about as well as anybody.
This is great stuff.
Yeah. Well, you and I, Eddie, talked about, like, Karen Carpenter, you know, our day and age. You know, Patsy Cline was a terrific vocalist back in, you know, late 50s, early 60s. Karen Carpenter probably was, you and I have talked about, one of the just terrific singers. Just,
yeah, she was, and they were just like a couple kids. You know, I mean, the whole band all worked at Disneyland doing different things, and that's where Karen and Richard were working in. It was a great. I thought, man, this is going to be really corny, and it was really nice. They were wonderful live. I mean, they sounded just like the records live.
She played drums then.
She played drums. She was a great drummer.
And she would sing behind the drums.
Yep.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, they had to twist her arm kind of to get her out from behind the drums, but she was a player.
Oh wow.
Gee.
And I think she just hung around with her brother, and got heard, you know. I mean, oh, Karen can sing a little bit. You want to sing a song?
Mm.
Was like, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool stuff.
They were real nice, good to us.
And you were doing this. That's all. You didn't have a day job. You were out traveling, doing music.
I was out of college by then, but yeah, going to school and playing was a compromise.
Oh, that's good stuff. This is always a tough question, but do you have a favorite artist, singer?
Yeah, I got a lot of them. Merle Haggard changed my life, you know, like he did a lot of other people.
Sure.
Like Jimi Hendrix, too. Those two guys, they probably never met, but they both had a big effect.
I'm like you. I've got a lot of, you know, favorite artists, but not one particular song that I would say is my favorite, but I got, you know, a list of whatever, 10, 20 songs or artists that are up there too. But
of course, you always did like that Elvira. That was
yes,
one of your
I
favorites.
Did. Well, we play that at home all the time.
Yeah,
the kids do, you know.
Yeah.
But we had some fun. I think it was August 5th. You came and played with Trigger Happy.
Yeah.
Down in Beldenville. It was an outdoor gig. Beautiful day. We were talking about how it was almost like a throwback to the 1970s. These adults were revved up, I mean, partying. And
yeah, that was a party.
It was a party.
Yeah, and people were kind of together, you know, and maybe they knew each other or something.
Yeah, but it was fun. They were outside, and we just don't see people get quite that cranked up anymore, you know, but it was, we were in Beldenville, so it was.
Yeah.
That was quite a stage we were on, too, with a little air-conditioned room on the one side and another room on the other side to put equipment in. And
yeah.
Could keep it air-conditioned on both sides.
Just the one side.
Just the one side.
Yeah, that was our dressing room there.
Kept kind of walking back by that door once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, what a nice setup that was. But Eddie, do you want
to? Yeah, I was trying to think. Dan, do you remember the first time that we met or worked together? I know between one of the first times when I went up to play on Midwest Theater, and that was with Narvel Phelps. Yeah, and so I don't know if you and I had played together with Stevie Swenson,
probably with who?
Went with Cocktail Stevie. I know we played some Sundays together up in Columbia Heights, too, and I can't remember if we had met there or if
yeah,
we met
I don't remember
the
first time that I played with you, but I remember that I was blown away. It was like, wow.
I taught him everything he knows. Eddie, do you want to sing a song or play a tune there?
I'd love to sing a song and then have Dan play some guitar. So.
Yes.
Here's a song by...
Better get a real pick.
Here's a song called Right or Wrong and whatever version from between George Strait or Bob Wills or...
Oh, I don't know these versions.
Nakia George.
Yep.
Right or wrong, I'll always love you. Though you're gone, I can't forget. Right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming. Still I wait with that same old regret. All along, I knew I'd lose you. Though I pray that you'd be true. In your heart, please just remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you. Play that Telecaster, Dan. Forget. Right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming. Still I wait with that same old regret. All along, I knew I'd lose you. Though I pray that you'd be true. In your heart, please just remember. Right or wrong, I'm still in love with you. Right or wrong, can't always love you. Though you're gone, I can't forget. Right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming. Still I wait with that same old regret. All along, I know I'd lose you. Though I pray that you'd be true. Oh, in your heart, please just remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you. All right, here we go.
I really do have to learn that song.
That is, that'll never work, will it, Dan? That was really good. That was, wow, I'm sitting between two of the finest guitar players I've ever been around. Eddie, I've been around you forever, but to have this guy next to us, this is...
Yeah,
some fun stuff.
He's quite a little something over there.
Yes,
I'll tell
he is.
Yeah, every note that was wrong.
That's called jazz. That's okay.
Yeah, that dissonance, it created a little bit of tension.
Eddie, we're talking earlier too. We sure had fun last time here with Rick Stenner. I hope Rick is listening too. We sure had a good time with him, and some of the things that we've done recently. We were at the Heritage Center. That concert series in the park last week, wasn't it?
Yep, down in New Richmond. Had a real nice, it was, I think it was the last Wednesday of the year that we played
Yeah.
And that nice outdoor amphitheater out there. And
right. We've done, I think it's 14 years, I think we have done.
Japers.
So hard to believe. But they said there was 300 plus people, which is wonderful. They come out in their lawn chairs and their blankets and kids. And we had Gay sang with us. Paul Hendricks got up and did one song with us, too. But we were in Hammond for Heartland Days.
Yep.
And that was fun. We had Robert Edwards show us up.
He's, yep.
From the Sounds of Blackness. You ever heard of Sounds of Blackness out of the Twin Cities?
I've heard of them. I haven't heard them live.
Right, yeah. One of the singers from the group lived in our hometown for a while, Hammond, and we got acquainted with him, and when he comes out, he'll come up and sing with Trigger Happy, and it knocks everybody over. It's really some nice stuff. So, I might
try. Isn't it about time for you to sing one, Mike?
I think I will sing a song, if that's okay. Dan, did I mention to you I do play the tuba? Did you know that or not?
Did you play the tuba?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I the Schmengis, they made good use of a tuba. Yeah. A tubist.
Well, I have
seen played that, right? That big solo?
No.
Oh, they have a tuba solo. It's like when everybody used to leave the stage and the drummer would go nuts.
Oh.
The tuba player.
Really?
Yeah,
oh.
It's great. The Schmengis, yeah.
Well, I used to do that with Trigger Happy. I would do a Beautiful Dreamer on the tuba. You remember that?
Oh, that's just a lullaby, yeah.
Just melt your heart, I'll tell you.
Yeah. It takes an embouchure.
I'm going to try a song that Ricky Skaggs had out quite a few years ago when he was doing his country group. And I understand he regrouped with his country group again. He was doing bluegrass for the last, I think, 15 years. And he went back to doing his some of those great country songs he did, that Heartbroke and Highway 40 Blues, and this was one of them, too, called I've Got a New Heartache. So, key of G.
G.
Goes to the A minor.
One, two, three, four, one.
You're back in town again, spreading talk around that I'm still in love with you, though you put me down. I hate to admit it, but I guess the talk is true, or else you couldn't make my heart ache the way you do. I've got a new heartache, but an old sweetheart that left me for somebody new. I've got a new heartache, but an old sweetheart, and that's why I'm feeling so blue. Why did you turn up again? Well, I was doing fine. I found another sweetheart to drive you from my mind. I thought I'd forgotten you, but I guess that it's not true, or else you couldn't make my heart ache the way you do. I've got a new heartache, but it all sweetheart that left me for somebody new. I've got a new heartache, but an old sweetheart, and that's why I'm feeling so blue. That's why I'm feeling so blue. Well, there we go with I've Got a New Heartache. It's a Ricky Skaggs song. I think originally that was a Ray Price song. Does that sound right? Yeah, I think it was way back. But Ricky had a way of digging up some of them great songs and brought them to life again. So that was always fun to do that one. Dan, you're no stranger to radio. You were talking earlier about some radio shows, but you also do commercials for, is it Grand Casino in Mille Lacs?
I have for the last few years, but I don't know. I think they've taken a new tack.
Did they go a different direction?
There haven't been any new ones. You know, we used to do two or three a month. But it's, I think, I don't know. That's just the ad business, you know. Let's take it. Let's just change everything. You know, that's what happens a lot. Sometimes they change whole, you know, clients. You know, they'll go to a different agency.
Oh,
and
sure.
Everything, so they get a different...
Where did you record those? Like at a studio or at a station?
No, we recorded at, I recorded at Echo Boys for a while when I first started, and then moved to a studio up in, right by the Fauché.
Oh.
It's not in the Fauché, but that has a lot of voice studios in it also. And I did some, I don't know the names of the studios. They were, you know, little studios. Like this, kind of.
Were you working for an agency and they brought you in, or?
Yeah, well, I did a commercial for Grand Casino, and somebody said, hey, how about that guy? Let's get that guy. And it's like, sure. I'll try. Let's see what we can do. Well, it was great. It's
were
a great
they looking
job.
For a guy with a real high voice? Or?
Yeah, we'd finish a commercial, $10,000. And I'd say, well, can I do it an octave lower? No. No, you can't.
Oh, that's pretty cool stuff. Some of the other groups you played with along to the, I know you're at Midwest Country off and on for years. You were the lead guitar player in the house band.
Yeah, I've been doing that for a few years. That's very challenging for me to try to listen and remember all the kickoffs. Mm-hmm. For like about 30 tunes time we do a show.
Sure.
But you kind of get used to it, like studying for school, you know.
Sure.
But once if you stop for about a month or two, you got to learn how to do it again. You got to have discipline. Learn the tunes, you know.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. That's tough. The couple of times that I was up there to do that with you, it's. And you got to chart all that stuff out.
It's great
to
play
remember.
With, you know, Gene Shepherd, Stonewall Jackson, man.
Sure. We played with him. Was it 2008, I think it was, down in Chippewa Falls. But
Menominee, yeah.
The same thing, Eddie, you studied so hard to get the right intros, and then you taught us, you know, the songs. And he shows up without even, didn't even bring a guitar.
Who, so, Stonewall?
Yeah.
Did he do everything in E?
You know, I think not everything.
They told me, yeah, all those songs that you're going to learn are in different keys, but he does them all in E. That would be real simple.
Actually, no, he did, I mean, a lot of songs. He had sent a CD to me, and then we got together and worked up, but he did all of his big hits. You know, but I can't believe he'd show up and not bring a guitar, so at least he has some structure with his own chords, but... Maybe he doesn't play guitar very well.
Yeah, I don't remember him playing. I've got some old clips of him on Nashville Now or that great old Nashville Music or something. Man, he had just a hot band. This guitar player was just going nuts all the time through the whole song.
Sure.
It was like, who's that guy? yeah.
Can we get you to sing another song, Dan?
Yeah, I don't know. What should I do?
Something I know.
Have we done any disco yet?
No.
All right, let's try this one in E. My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln. Oh, you've heard the story of the hot rod race where the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace. Well, that story is true, I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got eight cylinders and you use them all. It's got overdrive and it just won't stall. It's got a four-barrel carb with a dual exhaust. With the forward-looking gears, it could really get lost. It's got safeties, too, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good and the tire's fair. We pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. We were driving up that grapevine hill passing cars like they were standing still. When all of a sudden, in the wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed me by. I said, boys, there's a mark for me, but by then the taillights was all we could see. The fellas all ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make my Lincoln unwind. I took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110. My speedometer said that I'd hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor, and that's all there is. There ain't no more. Well, the fellas all thought that I'd lost my sense, because them telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots of lines on the road just look like dots. Well, I took a corner and sideswiped a truck, crossed my fingers just for luck, because my fender was clicking the guardrail post, and the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Well, smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. And I knew I could catch him and I thought I could pass, but don't you know, by then I was low on gas. Flames was coming from out of the side. You could feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly, and that caddy pulled over and let me by. Well, all of a sudden, she started knocking, and down in the tube, she started rocking. I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and they threw me in jail, and they called my father to throw my bail, and he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
With a hot rod Lincoln live here in downtown Amory, Wisconsin. That's Dan Lund.
I got
parked
out in the parking lot there.
Hot rod Lincoln.
Nobody passed me on the way here.
Oh, that's fun stuff. That's we talked earlier about you. You played with Russ Paul. Have you had any contact with him in the last few years?
Yeah, or? Russ. I hear Russ is going to be in town with John Oates.
Oh.
At the Dakota, I think.
Oh, okay.
Soon. In September.
Scott, if you're listening.
He was here with Dan Auerbach when he was here at the Plaza. So he got me and Becky some tickets and went down. That was really cool.
Oh, neat. Yeah, he's done well in Nashville, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's a big shot.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He really is. I mean,
he's that good, you know. So.
Well, and he shared some of these stories with Scott, and Scott shared them with us, but he said early years it was tough going. You know, I don't know, four or five, six guys living in a little apartment and just barely getting by, and kind of working your way up the ladder. And
He had the right idea when he went down there. He said, man, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to be a rhythm guitar player, you know, besides a steel player. But and that was a good move, you know, getting a banjo and just learn how to go boonky becky boonky punk a boonky punk a boonky punk, because that's just so many songs, that's all it is, you know?
Yeah, he did really well with that. But
yeah, he's doing great.
And I don't know if I ever asked you, some of the groups that you're playing with currently, are you with a few groups in the Twin Cities right now? Or
yeah, I'm in one band that has three different names, depending on where we're playing. I don't know why that is. But I play as often as I can. You know, I never really complained about playing too much, because I knew sooner or later it wouldn't be the case. But it's nice to be running around playing and stuff instead of watching movies.
Are you still playing with Becky at all much? Or
yeah, I'm going to play with Becky at the Bluegrass Festival on Monday, Labor Day, down at Minnehaha Falls. It's really, it's incredible. Those bluegrass bands just make me want to, you know, they're so good. Amazing how good they are.
That's Becky who?
Becky Thompson.
Becky Thompson.
Becky
okay.
Reamer at one time.
Okay.
She's got a lot of last names.
I hope she's not listening. No, I hope she is. Bluegrass, it's just amazing that how good these
are. We got rained out last year there, but man, the bands that, I don't remember the names, but I know the guys that some of the guys that played it, it's just wonderful, and the sound was great.
Mm.
It's just great.
Sure. I'm going to say hello to a few folks here before we get too carried away. We could extend this show. We tease about that every night, but I think we actually could, idiots. But I want to first say hello to my wife, Debbie, and of course to Scott Nash, and Putz, and his sister, Sherry, and Edna from White Bear Lake, Heather from Shakopee, Jim Bjorkman out in Sunburst, Montana, Renee Butler, Mom and Jim, Shirley Halliburton, Phil and Linda, from Wilson, and Kevin Solom from Deer Park, I understand he's been listening. Thank you, Kevin, for doing that. Steve Carlson from Turtle Lake has been tuning in too, so thank you guys.
You're coming up with all kinds of new names.
Yeah, I keep getting these, which is wonderful. We're spreading out just a little bit here, so.
Yeah, and we got to also say hi to Uncle Bob and Bill Ganatsik and Denny Thorson and all those folks. And then I got to say, our next-door neighbor, Alan Ann, and their daughter, Janet's up, but they've been listening every Thursday night to all the shows, so hi out there to Alan Ann and Brian Jevning from work. He's got the new Jaguar and the Cribbage Boys and all kinds of folks. And Dan, have you got some folks you want to say hi to?
No, I don't know anybody.
Yeah, right.
I'm kind of trying to hide anyway.
All the thousands of years you've been playing everywhere and around.
So. Yeah, when we asked Rick Stutter if he has somebody, some friends he wants to say hello to, he says, I don't have any friends. So, but if there's anybody out there listening that would like to have their name broadcast, just call the radio station here and let them know that you're tuned in, and we would be more than happy to share your name on the radio. We appreciate your listening. There's some dates I want to mention too. The Opry coming up will be on September 7th. It'll be Rex Cactus will be on that show with Three Shades of Gray, and Three Shades of Gray were on our show with us here one time, Eddie.
Okay.
And then Pat Donahue, who was with Prairie Home Companion, will be here October 5th. And I saw him live one time. He was just really, really a hoot. Yeah, very talented and very good. Did you ever play with him?
Got a good sense of humor, too.
Oh, my gosh, he's funny, isn't he?
Very good.
Yeah. Have you worked with him?
Garrison would say, write me a song about working out or something. And, you know, they go get to rehearsal and bam, he had this great tunes. Yeah, Pat's great.
Oh, yeah, so... Eddie, you want to sing another song?
Sure. We'll try one here. That Willie Nelson version of Heartbreak Hotel. In the key of E?
Key of E and E.
Just like Stonewall.
Just like Stonewall. Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's only in a lonely street near Heartbreak Hotel. And I've been so lonely, baby, I've been so lonely, baby, I've been so lonely I could die. Well, though it's always crowded, you can still find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry away their gloom. And I've been so lonely, baby, I've been so lonely, baby, I've been so lonely I could die. Here's Dan. Though it's always crowded, you could still find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry away their gloom. I've been so lonely, baby, I've been so lonely, baby, I've been so lonely I could die. Well, if your baby leaves you and you got a tale to tell, let's take a walk down Lonely Street near Heartbreak Hotel. I've been so lonely, baby, I've been so lonely, baby, I've been so lonely I could die. Well, since my baby left me, I find a new place to dwell. It's down the end of Lonely Street near Heartbreak Hotel. I've been so lonely, baby, I've been so lonely, baby, I've been so lonely I could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you got a tale to tell. Let's take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel. And I've been so lonely, baby, I've been so lonely, baby, I've been so lonely I could die.
man.
Wow, that was fun. That's good job, Eddie. That's the Willie Nelson version. Correct.
I hope so. That's what we were going for. It's always good to announce the songs before you do them. You know?
We've butchered a few of them, so it's nice to let people know the title, so they at least have a.
What song was that?
Yeah, what were they? I wish they would have told us what song that was, but that was Heartbreak Hotel. So
we played in Toronto at what's the big festival there? Anyway, there was like 20,000 people, and we never said who we were.
Oh.
We got off the stage and somebody said, "What's the name of your band?"
Forgot to mention. Oops.
Who were you playing with up there?
Guess who was the headliner? Oh, Padipta.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that the same group that you were with the Carpenters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, did a lot of different things.
Yeah. So, and again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. We're broadcasting live in Amory, Wisconsin. I'm going to try to throw in a quick song here. A Hank Williams song called "Take These Chains From My Heart, Baby." Not baby, but just "Take These Chains From My Heart." You going to kick her off there, Eddie, or key?
Yeah.
One, two.
Take these chains from my heart and set me free. You've grown cold and no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these tears from my eyes and let me see just a spark of the love that used to be. And if you no longer care for the love that's beating there, take these chains from my heart and set me free. Somebody do it. Take these tears from my eyes and let me see just a spark of the love that used to be. And if you no longer care for the love that's beating there, take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. You've gone cold and no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. We all ended up in the same
recording studio.
Same recording studio, yes. Yes, that was fun. Really fun. So, and again, this is WPCA Radio. We've got Dan Lund here with us. Okay. Dan, you got another song you want to throw in here quick, or you got a story you want to tell, or?
Well, yeah, I got a lot of
Maybe I'll have you sing instead, huh? How about some of that Merle Haggard you're talking about?
Okay. Well, there's a lot of those.
Or you do what you want to do.
And keep G. Okay. Rolling with the flow, going where the lonely go, anywhere the lights are low, going where the lonely go, thinking up things to do. Not running in all directions, trying to find you. I'll keep rolling with the flow, going where the lonely go. I've got to keep going, I can't lay down. Sleep won't hardly come. Well, there's loneliness all around. I've got to keep going, traveling down this lonesome road. I'll keep rolling with the flow, going where the lonely go. I've got to keep going. I can't lay down. Sleep won't hardly come. Where there's loneliness all around. I've got to keep going, traveling down this lonesome road. I'll keep rolling with the flow, going where the lonely go. I'll keep rolling with the flow, going where the lonely go.
Well, that's our guest, Dan Lund, doing a nice Merle Haggard song there.
Great job, Dan.
Yes. We want to thank you for coming out and doing this. We're winding,
yeah, thank you.
We're winding up here, but we're just honored that you'd come out and do this with us, Dan. We hope we can do it again or get some gigs together or whatever. Hope our paths cross again.
So yeah, it's been, thank you. Yeah,
it's been wonderful.
I do too.
Yeah, and
I'd always like to. If people can't see it, but this guitar that Dan is playing is just amazing. Neat old telly with the palm pads and I don't know what all's on there, but he sure makes it talk. I'll
yes.
tell you.
So.
Yeah, people don't. If they sit in, they don't go, I don't have to play your guitar, do I? My kid even says that.
So we want a special thanks to Bob Zonk again for engineering. And I just want to remind people again that if you can pledge to this radio station, WPCA. It's public radio, so they certainly will accept any pledges. And we, Eddie, we became volunteers about 2 years ago, and we didn't know what was going to happen. We thought we might be mowing the lawn as a volunteer or maybe cleaning the toilets. No, they gave us a radio show. Can you believe
that's
that?
That's going straight to the top.
It is, yes, and we've been doing it for, yeah. it'll be 2 years next month that we'll be doing this. But again, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We're here every Thursday. The first three weeks will be the rebroadcast. The fourth one, which is like tonight, is our live broadcast.
The last Thursday, yep, it's yes. always live.
So. Always, yep, the last Thursday. So, Eddie, you got anything else you want
thanks
to
add? Thanks to everybody, and thanks for tuning in on WPCRadio.org.